as we all know, the last 10 or 15 years have been difficult and traumatic times for the Catholic Church in Ireland, and we're all very conscious of that. But it's also true that an awful lot of good things are going on and have continued to go on, and there are wonderful people working at all levels of the Church in Ireland and indeed overseas. And we felt that maybe we should recognize some of those people and some of the groups that are doing these great good works that are taking place.
And what kind of response have you got? I mean, what type of people are applying for it?
Well, we've asked readers of Reality magazine to send in their submissions, and they're beginning to come in. We only announced it in the last few weeks, and there are four categories under which we're seeking nominations. The first is for Person of the Year, and then the second is for Church Organization or Group or Parish of the Year, and then the third is Religious Book or Religious Author of the Year, and then finally a Lifetime Achievement Award. And so people can nominate their local parish or their local group or a national body or organization or whomever they think deserves recognition.
And do you think this, I mean, I suppose the good news is never quite as exciting as bad news, but do you think that this will get as much media attention as other things within the church?
One would hope that it would. One, of course, can never be sure. As you say, good news tends not to generate the same sort of headlines as bad news or a scandal or a controversy or a dispute. And that's inevitable. I mean, that doesn't just apply to the church, but to all sectors of life and to every aspect of life as well. So, I mean, we wouldn't be under any illusions there. But still, we think that it's something worth doing. And it's good to give, you know, for people who work in the coalface, for example, to maybe get a little bit of recognition.
And what is the award?
The award, I suppose, is the fact of being recognised itself, and there will be a little presentation and a formal gathering the next spring.
Okay, and when do submissions have to be
in? The end of November, November the 30th.
Yeah.
Would be the closing date. And what we're looking for basically is the name of a person or group that one thinks is deserving of the award, and maybe a very short explanation as to why one thinks that this person or group deserves to be awarded.
And you think that will boost the morale of people in general, you know, people who are working, as you say, at the coalface?
Well, we would hope that it would.
Yeah.
And I think we all like it when we, you know, get a pat on the back or when somebody recognises the good work that we do. And that obviously not just in terms of church work or church people, but again, it's a general rule. And so we would hope to be able to facilitate that in some little way.
Yeah, because, I mean, there is quite a lot of ill feeling out there against the church, isn't there? You know, I mean, you see an awful lot of anti-church statements.
Well, I think that it's fair to say that secularism is on the rise, and that secularism has a fair number of cheerleaders. And certainly in some sections of the national media today. So it has made it more difficult for the church voice to be heard. But still, there are a lot of people out there who have remained committed to the church and who are very active in it and who support it.
And what would you like to see come out of these awards?
I would like to see a church that is not afraid to acknowledge the good things that's happening out there, not afraid to celebrate them, not afraid to broadcast them, and that we will be a little bit more courageous maybe in representing what it is we believe and doing that in public.
And do you think that's not happening?
Well, I do, but I think that the more opportunity that's out there, the better. I think that maybe a lot of church people have been a little quiet in recent years. Maybe a sense that if they venture out into the media spotlight, that they're afraid maybe of being asked a hard question or being or feeling that it's not a warm place for a church person to be.
Well, I suppose, I mean, a lot of people might say that, they brought that on themselves by not really communicating very well.
Well, I think that's probably a very fair point.
Yeah. So hopefully this will be a turning point.
Well, that might be a bit ambitious of us to think that it would, but hopefully it would be a help.